want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is eel. 8 sushi chefs wearing white chef coats and long pink neckties tucked into their jackets worked in quiet synchronicity before us. We could see another battalion of chefs in the back kitchen through a cutout window behind these men. Nope, this was not the usual neighborhood sushi spot. The menu had caviar, truffles, champagnes, and sake, likely kept under lock and key. But, we reasoned, it was our New Year's Eve treat to ourselves. It was lunch due to the yearly reality that we would be working past midnight taking care of our guests, so we splurged. My wife Janet loves a number of sushi menu stalwarts, yet the one I know she never wants to miss out on is eel, also known as unagi. I'm willing to bet you many yen it speaks to her deep adoration of all things barbecued. To make unagi in the traditional way, and what is Japan if not traditional, is to grill the fish fillets over charcoal all the while brushing it with a sweet sauce that includes sugar, mirin, and soy. This is the same eel sauce that is commonly asked for in sushi restaurants, and it is as likely disdained by its overuse by Japanese chefs as ketchup is by some Western ones. It is said that even the smoke coming from unagi on the grill is good enough to eat with rice. But there was not a barbecue pit in sight. In fact, the only instruments of fiery heat nearby were a simple warming cabinet and a blowtorch. Like American barbecue, eel is mostly consumed in the heat of summer during the outdoor cooking months. Only one of the chefs wore no hat. He stood swaying, cutting, wiping, and arranging, with an occasional few steps to each side. Fluid. He looked like Franz Kafka, but with a modern topknot hairstyle. His name was on his chef coat, Amir. I imagine his journey to this position was both arduous and unique. Later, while having a short chat, I learned that he was half Iranian and half Ecuadorian. He had been studying to be a doctor, but a summer job turned into a new profession. I love that about our country. When the great Japanese-born chef Nobu Matsuhisa was living in Peru, he would go to the fish market each morning. He told a story recounted in a book titled The Sushi Economy by Sasha Isenberg of how one day he got to the market in Lima and there was a single eel for sale. Nobu knew that Peruvians there feared eels due to the snake-like features. Not wanting to come across as being overly desirous and potentially elevating the price, he inquired, telling the fisherman in possession of the eel that he might buy it for his dog. The fact was that Nobu possessed no actual dog. The next day, the same fisherman was back at the market, this time with 20 kilos of eel for the fictitious dog. Nobu began to make the eel dishes he made in Japan a few years earlier. Sushi, tempura, grilled eel rice bowls. Then a few days later, a Japanese chef ate at Nobu's place and took note of the eel on the menu. When Nobu went to the market the next week, the ruse was discovered. The price had shot up. The fisherman asked Nobu sarcastically, "So, how's your dog?" I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
No, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.